Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
T-Honey on drama from the iconic Idiot.
Also, Blac Chyna took home a big L. We'll explain.
Guys, Brad is out today, but we've got the one and only Sherri Shepherd back in studio here in L.A.
I am so glad to be home with family. This is amazing.
It's not a wax figure. It's not a hologram.
It's the real thing.
So, Gary, I know you are our fashionista, so get us started with the Met Gala red carpet looks.
Yes, Sherri girl, honey. Now, the theme for the year's, honey, Met Gala was the Gilded Age, honey. First up, honey, is Kim Kardashian. Now, baby, she came to eat, slay, and give us vintage glamour. The reality mogul wore y'all the same bedazzled dress Marilyn Monroe wore to sing Happy Birthday to President John F. Kennedy back in 1962.
That's right, Gary. It was gorgeous, and everyone noticed that Kimmy's famous cakes looked a bit smaller than usual.
Yes.
That's because she lost 16 pounds in 3 weeks to fit in this legendary dress. You know, her man Pete the Meat Davidson was there too, but all eyes were on Kimmy. She looked absolutely amazing, and everybody's saying that that Marilyn Monroe dress cost $5
million. $5
million? Yeah. Wow. She must have had, like, security following her around. Because I was even going, how does she fit with all of that booty in Marilyn Monroe's dress?
She took it off.
She looked like Tiffany damn Haddish. I thought that was Tiffany Haddish. I did not think that was Kim Kardashian.
It was she embodied. That's what it is.
Right.
She
was
supposed to look like her.
Yes.
She looks great, and then Pete the Meat looks like he should be in Men in Black.
He looks like her security guard.
Yeah,
he does. Which is what you want to look like, Pete. That's what you want to do.
Exactly. And Gary, I was going to say, it's embodied. It's like when you dress up as Diana Ross. You embody that spirit.
Oh, wow. The spirit of Diana.
But I'm going to do the wig and all, though, girl. I'm not going to just do half of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought she looked amazing.
Well, Gary, we would love to see that, by
the
way.
I would love to see that, too.
I'm going to have a private showing soon.
All right, now, co-chair of the gala, Blake Lively. Guys, also stunning last night.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought my eyes were deceiving me, but she actually changed in front of everyone. Mm. Blake's Atelier Versace gown had her reversible train, and when she flipped it, it turned aqua.
That's
how cool is that?
Very that
cool.
Is
I wish
like
I had it. I wish I had it.
So, Sherri, have they invited you to the Met Gala yet?
No, I wish. I need to hang around the right
people. You go.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll probably have them spray my boobs and put like foam underneath my 24 karat gold boobs.
Okay.
And then I put gold foam underneath.
Same.
They look like helmets.
The same thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It'd be like, wow. I'd make them do my stomach, like maybe pull my stomach to the side so it looks like a showpiece.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
I've never been to the Met Gala.
All these little bullet wounds in my thighs from when I had the flu.
Jesus
Christ.
Maybe we need to wait a little while.
Maybe we're going to take you to a Mets game.
Yeah.
Let's go to a Mets game first. And we'll talk about the Met Gala. All right?
Yeah, yeah,
let's start there.
You know, right? Baby steps.
Get a girl at the Met Gala, boy. Whoa.
No,
what you going to do with the bullet wound?
No.
We're going with a mafia-themed one. This one is like Shootout. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
HK.
Shootout Shepherd. Yeah, everybody knows.
Jared Leto was in the house, but the man everybody thought was Jared was not him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got this Swedish influencer by the name of Fredrik Robertson. He showed up in a three-dimensional Iris Van Herpen. I know I'm saying that wrong. It cannot be Iris Van Herpen. It's got to be Iris Van Herpen. And he was mistaken for Jared Leto.
Hello.
This dude.
So everybody thought it was Jared. It wasn't until Jared actually showed up on the red carpet afterwards that everybody realized it wasn't the Joker.
Hello.
He looks like a Transformer on the carpet.
Oh, my gosh. It's
from the future, clearly, Tanner. Yeah. It's like if a porcupine humped a slinky, this is the outfit that would be the offspring.
I like the herpes outfit. And the best thing, it goes away after a while. So,
And the only thing is he can't get rid of it. He's got to give it to somebody.
It's going
to
stay dormant.
He's got to give it away.
The look is going to stay dormant for years and just pop up and say
Y'all catch me walking in here with this on. Don't ask me any questions.
All right, Lord have mercy. first see Chloe Bailey buzz through the gala red carpet, and it looks like she was paying homage to her mentor, Beyonce. The singer wore a gold dress with some bubble-like embellishments and two long gold wings as a choker necklace. Yeah, this was really cool. And it looked like it stinged, y'all. What do you think?
Okay, this is the only question I have. It looks like there's a tumor on her hip.
Yeah.
When you wear something like that, like, I love everything except the tumor on the side.
I don't understand it. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I don't quite get it.
Yeah.
Gary, can you explain this,
Gary?
Please, Gary.
I was wondering, honey, I thought maybe she was having uterine fibrin problems. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You can't think you're having fibroids.
If she walked into a store wearing this outfit, they would think she was stealing.
Yes.
It also reminds me of like those little Easter eggs you get, the little tiny ones that are wrapped in gold. Yeah. And they're just like, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not feeling the breast thing because it makes it look like there's two different.
It makes it look like he's gotten a hold of her and given her support.
Now, see, no. When I wake up in the morning, that's how my boobs look. Yeah. One is long, one is short. One is cockeyed.
One got work and one did.
We got one over the shoulder sleeping on it.
Yeah. One is on
I definitely don't think that anybody else hit harder than Lori Harvey on Normani last night. Their dresses were nice, but it was really the abs that stole the show. Both wore dresses that showed up their thirst trap worthy stomachs. And these ladies are good friends, so you think they made a pact and be like, yo, let's really get this ab thing together and show them how it's done?
And you know, what's the name? Normani told her, girl, I'm going to give them a baby an ab. And Lori, I'm going to give my ab to you. And honey.
But you know, this is what I did. This is what I did not like about either of the dresses. Man. We know you got abs.
Right.
We see it all the time. Mm-hmm. So go wild if you're going to show your abs. Like Lori Harvey, I love you, but wear something like so. And Lori Harvey looked like, even her face looked like, wait a minute, I wore the wrong outfit to this party.
Yeah.
Her face.
I don't want to see the indentures of your damn abs, honey, as
I
a
do.
Woman in a beautiful ball gown like that, girl. No.
But we know every one of these women are fit. And I'm going, if you want to show it off, do something so spectacular.
They're fit, Sherry, but they're also hungry.
Right.
They're very hungry. You can tell the way Normani's looking. She's like, I need cornbread.
All right, the ladies showed out, but the fellas served look, as Gary would say, baby. First up, Shawn Mendes was courtesy of Tommy Hilfiger and had comparisons to that range from Gaston from Beauty and the Beast to Doctor Strange. That is hilarious. He looked good.
I loved it.
I thought he looked great, y'all. I would rock this.
I think this one looks so fly. Yeah. And the eternal rock star, Lenny Kravitz, turns it out.
Yes, yes,
now, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Going crazy. He had on leather and lace.
Yes.
And that included a corset and flowing lingerie.
Hello,
now, that's what I'm talking about as a man. Go wild. So what do you guys think of the guys' looks?
I don't know if there's a way you could win the Met Gala, but far as guys go, Lenny Kravitz won the Met Gala.
100%.
Like, 100%. Lenny Kravitz understood the assignment.
He's a rock star,
He's
man.
A rock
he
star.
Gets it.
And he doesn't look like he's trying too hard.
No.
No. Never.
This is a regular outfit for Lenny Kravitz.
This is the outfit he wears to Whole Foods.
All right, y'all. Well, the Kardashians and Jenners had a great day yesterday, and it wasn't just because of the Met Gala. After a 5-year legal battle and 2 weeks in court, Blac Chyna lost her defamation case against the family. Now, before the ruling, jurors were sent back to the jury room because of two questions they had skipped, but the family was cleared of all the key questions, and Chyna received no monetary damages. So that's no 100 milli. Sorry, Chyna.
I think that when you have the money that the Kardashians have, you have the best legal attorneys that money can buy.
That makes sense,
They go around and they find stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that, and I remember you cannot be like saying, because she threatened him with a gun, and she said, I was playing.
You can't do that.
Nobody wants to see a reality show where you actually don't like each other.
Right.
That was the premise of Rob and Chyna, is that they were in love, they had a baby, and sometimes they fought.
Mm-hmm.
But when it is really you don't like each other, nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that.
Hey, wait, no, hold on a second, guys. I really thought Chyna was going to get this one, and I feel like she got robbed.
All right, up next, baby, honey, it looks like Nicki Minaj, honey, has a new beef. We'll break it all down for you right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So, it is time for a
Dish Debate.
All right, y'all. So rapper Young Thug has stirred up a debate on social media by sharing his thoughts about men producing children without any finances. Mm-hmm. Woo, okay. Wow. So in the PG version, Young Thug said, if you broke, you should not be able to release yourself. Nice. You're bringing poor kids into this world. You're making them rob, kill, and steal because you're running around with no type of career. Now, your kids growing up wanting stuff. Your kids growing up looking at Thug and his gang. Mm-hmm. So do you guys think he's right? Should you wait until you got a career? Absolutely. Well off?
You know, I speak for myself, man. I speak for myself. I always told myself, like, yo, I'm not going to have kids if I can't support them.
Right.
Because
right.
I don't want these kids to have the same lifestyle or upbringing that I had.
Yo. Yeah, but he yo, said that now because he's rich. He wasn't always rich. So now that he got money, right. Now he's looking down at his doggone homeboys in the hood. And that's not a good look, honey. You don't look down at your
homeboys.
Sometimes
you got to go through stuff, Gary, to understand. Like, you know, the same way you thought now is not the way, you know, the way you think now isn't the way you thought, like, in your 20s. So, like, he probably did have to struggle when he had his first kids before he's making money. But he was hustling.
Well, he had to tell his daddy that. He should tell his daddy, why did you have me when you didn't have no damn money? Mama had to struggle and everything. Now, here I am.
So. But I like that he's saying it.
I love that he's saying it. I love that he's saying it. Keep saying that.
Because maybe to plant a seed, maybe somebody will think before they squirt.
Yeah.
It was on this day he became Old Thug, because now he's wise.
Yeah.
Let me get that.
That's it, HK.
Life advice from Old Thug.
He became Responsible Thug.
Yeah, Responsible Thug life advice.
Yeah.
More of it, Mr. Thug.
Well, it looks like Nicki Minaj didn't get the surprise reveal that she wanted. Now, it seems a reporter leaked that she was going to be at the Met Gala this year. When she bumped into the reporter, she got at him. Onika Stapp. Check it out.
That was tacky of her to do that to me, God. That's why they don't want y'all there now. And here she want to fight and stuff.
But here's Gary, but it's like a clip of a fuller thing. She started laughing as she was walking up to the girl. She was actually joking. She wasn't going
to
smack nobody at the Met Gala.
Well, she needs to clear that
Gary,
up.
You better look out. She's going to come for you next.
Yes, right.
Yeah, well, baby, honey, I got somebody to take care of her in L.A. Sherry.
Next, find out which body part fans are accusing Lil Duval of enhancing. But first, Headcracks has a message from a great new sponsor.
Since I believe therapy can be so useful to all of us, I'm really excited about our new sponsor. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, life is full of twists and turns, stress, changes, and grief, moments of growth, and moments where we feel like we're really taking a few steps back. And it's important to show up for yourself through all of the struggles that life can bring. Now, BetterHelp Online Therapy is here for the twists and turns and will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. There are so many benefits to therapy, but becoming a better you is at the top of the list. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. What a great way to show up for yourself and invest in your well-being, because, well, you deserve some inner peace. Ready for a better you? Visit BetterHelp.com/DishNation. That's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 2 million people that have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states, and a special offer for DishNation viewers to get 10% off your first month is at BetterHelp.com/DishNation.
DishNation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Speaking of back, baby, Lil Duval, baby, got back, honey, or does he? Now, a picture of the comedian, honey, looking extra bootylicious, made the rounds on social media, and it caught my attention.
That did, Gary. Duval also saw it, shared it, and said, who photoshopped me looking like I got a BBL? Which, of course, stands for a Brazilian butt
yes,
lift. Then T.I. jumped in the comments saying, you want to reprint so bad. Wow, so what do you think, y'all? Is this someone's fantasy or what? You think you got a BBL?
You know what? I'm going to say, I don't think so. I think most of y'all, men, HK, Chewy, Tanner, Gary, y'all got booties like this, but you always wear big jeans.
Yeah.
Mm. All men wear, y'all wear such big pants and they sag that you never see your true butt. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if y'all are HK2 and y'all put on like leggings, y'all would have booties that look juicy-licious. Okay. Just like that.
Yo, if I throw on some Lululemons, I couldn't get down the street.
Let me tell you, the girls are. They want to bite your ass too.
Yeah, as a straight man, I can't do that in Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you could.
Gary, as our resident expert, what do you think? Do you think this is real, Gary?
You know what? It looked like it could be real. It probably is real, though. But I sure, I'm jealous of it so much, though.
So you would go to a doctor and ask for the little Duval.
Hell yeah, I asked my friend Dr. Nick to do my butt, huh? But Sherry, do you think my eyes look like that or feel like that?
I think yours would move just like that. Yeah, I mean, I think I'd be able to move it a little if you had a shake.
Like
too,
if I was holding up two sacks of potatoes.
It'd be like two little chicken cutlets just like kind of like drooping down.
I think you got a booty, Gary.
Yeah, you got a nice little ass,
you got a cute booty.
I ain't seen it out of clothes, honey. You just felt it, Gary.
All right, y'all. It's time for...
Dish coming!
Okay, y'all. So the Met Gala is full of big stars, but Lori Kumbo, Commissioner of New York City Cultural Affairs, might have had the best moment of the night. So while Lori was posing on the iconic staircase, her fiancé, Bobby DG Olisa, proposed to her, and she said yes! So, you guys, would you like being proposed to in front of a bunch of strangers? Did that make it less special, more special?
I think because of all the celebrities that were there that night, it was such a magic night. You know, I think that's something that she will remember forever. And especially if the right people were in the background when people were taking pictures, the shock on their face, it would be dope.
I don't agree with that. You're still in the moment of Kim Kardashian. She should have had him propose at home.
Stop it, Carrie. She's had plenty of moments, she's good.
Gary,
she's good.
She don't even remember all those moments.
Yeah, she it's so many moments for Kim.
Sherry, what do you think your like perfect proposal might be?
At a courthouse in front of a judge so that when the proposal goes, we'd be right where we need to be.
Okay, wow.
Don't ask me that question.
Sherry's fun at parties.
Don't ask me no question about no damn proposal. What's wrong with you? Okay. We didn't just stop the show.
No. Sherry, be asking the court, you guys validate. Exactly. Yeah, here's the parking ticket right here.
It'd be a proposal with the prenup in the ring, like wrapped up.
Yeah, this is in Sherry's first rodeo.
Thank you.
All right, up next, did Rihanna make a surprise appearance at the Met Gala looking very statuesque? Mm-hmm. Those deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, it is our last story of the day. So, Dish is it. Okay, there's one last Met Gala look that we must recognize, and yes, we saved the best for last because Rihanna shut the Met down without even being there. Wow. Last night, Rihanna posted a pic of a nude and pregnant marble statue of herself with the caption, "Shut down the Met in marble." What's more gilded than that? LOL, thank you at Met Museum and at Vogue Magazine for this historic tribute. Y'all bad for this one. This is the coolest.
That's when you know you are it.
Yeah.
When you're not even there and they make a marble statue of you.
They would,
and your baby.
Right. They'd make something out of me like made out of Cheese Whiz or something. It would never be marble.
When you can body everybody without showing up, that just speaks volumes on who you are. And unlike some of the wax statues, this legit looks like Rihanna. So she gets all the credit.
Yes.
Do we know who made this? Like, what artist made this?
They should do a partnership with Marble Slab Creamery to where you can get, like, an edible replica of this.
There you go.
I would totally
buy
it.
Made out of ice cream.
Made out of ice cream. I love
that. Dipped in chocolate. Yeah. Perfect.
I'm still thinking of that Cheese Whiz booty.
Sherry, this is why Anna Wintour hasn't invited you.
This is why I'm not invited.
It's the Cheese Whiz booty conversation. Anna Wintour was watching Dish, and she was like, no more.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.